Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Let's look at Psalm 37, 20 through 27, which we worked on from last Wednesday. On my wicked, world-centered left column, I have will perish, vanishes away, borrows and does not pay back, will be cut off, when falls, will be cast headlong, children will be begging, and evil. On the right column under righteous or God-centered, I have generous, giving, will inherit the land, our steps are established, able to delight, when we fall we will be upheld, never forsaken, generous, children will become a blessing to others, turn away from evil, do good, and will dwell forever. Now, I hope you are always seeking to write an application from the verses that you read and study. My application was actually as I looked more into the fact that we will inherit the land. So I got on Bible Hub. I isolated that verse in Psalms 37, which was actually, let me turn back, verse 22. And when I looked at will inherit the land from Strong's Concordance, it reminded me that those who inherit are first heirs. So in my application, I wrote down, remember that you are always an heir to God's throne, which is why I always remind myself that I am and we are daughters of the King. So if I keep that in mind, an heir of God's throne should center herself in the guardrails and guidelines of the righteous. So that's why when we are reading and studying and using pen and paper, and we are making for ourselves guidelines, it's like God is saying, if you just keep yourself here, Paulette, be generous, be giving. You are an heir. I have your steps established. Delight in me. Even when you make a stumble, I'm going to uphold you. You will not be forsaken by me. You will dwell with me forever in eternity, even after this lifetime. And your children will be a blessing to others from the time and the commitment you have made to me first and then to them. So that is why I just crave daily the consistency of meeting with Him in His Word, because if He's the map maker, if He has my destination step by step planned out, then I want to continually meet with Him to like be given my next step directions. And remember, as I turn my journal page, you hear, remember, what we are craving is just to daily have that relationship with Him, deepening our faith and therefore our righteousness. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today we're going to look at Psalm 37, verses 28 through 34. Let me read them to us. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake His saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to his power or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land you will look on when the wicked are cut off. Okay, this opportunity for myself, and I'm offering for you, I made a circle, and then outside that, I made another circle. And the way I was looking at it was, if I am an heir, then I am in that inner circle of God's throne in God's kingdom as a daughter of the King. And that outside circle is the wicked world that no matter what they try to do, they cannot penetrate within the safety of that circle that is given only to believers. So what I'm going to do for myself is as I read Psalm 37 verses 28 through 34, everything that I see within that inner circle that is promised to believers, I'm going to put all inside that circle. And then what the world is trying to get at us with, it is in that outside circle. God's going to take care of that. I don't have to worry about it. So if you look at the very first verse, 28, for the Lord loves justice. So I wrote just. He will not forsake his saints. So I wrote, I won't be forsaken. And they are preserved forever. So I put forever preserved. And then it says, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. So in that outer ring or circle, I put children of the wicked shall be cut off. I'm going to stop right there, not go any further. I know you totally understand an opportunity for a direction for you. And I'm so excited about as you read and study God's word, what application you are going to have revealed to you just about the peace that God offers for us that stays inside and seeks to dwell within that inner circle because we are being guided step by step through life from God. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.